Hello, my name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. Today we are going to focus on chamber music. Chamber music is music that was originally intended to be played in a home rather than a large concert hall. Today, of course, chamber music is played in small recital rooms or actually anywhere using microphones and speakers if necessary. Some of the loveliest pieces of classical music fall into this category. Solos and duets, of course, are chamber music, but I'm going to focus more on small or medium-sized ensembles. Here is the first movement of one of the most accessible chamber works I know, the Mozart Clarinet Quintet in A. The instruments are a clarinet, two violins, a viola, and a cello. You might think it's easy to write a music for a small group, but actually it is quite difficult because the variety of sounds is smaller than people who listen to orchestra music are accustomed to. Orchestras can make an enormous variety of sounds, so you can kind of paint almost like with a paintbrush, but with a chamber ensemble you've just got those few instruments to work with. This quintet, however, has a lot of charm, and you can hear what a genius Mozart was with this kind of ensemble. Thank you. Johannes Brahms wrote a couple of sextets. Sextets are a string quartet with an additional viola and an additional cello. This is Brahms' string quartet in B flat, the first movement. Actually, it's 17 minutes long, and so I'm only going to play for you the first 4 minutes or so. Now, you might think I have a poor opinion of how long a classical piece you can stand to listen to, but I've adopted a policy of putting the longer pieces in the second half, provided they have some strong grabbing power to keep the attention of an audience that doesn't usually listen to classical music. This is the Alban Berg Quartet, the name of the people who are playing, augmented by a couple of members of the Amadeus Quartet, which is a second quartet. Dvořák wrote a set of bagatelles to be performed by a string quartet without the viola and with a harmonium instead. A harmonium is an instrument that's rarely heard these days, but they are essentially small pedal organs in which the sound is created the same way as in a harmonica, with reeds. The pedals work some bellows, which basically pump air into the thing. And so the pedals are not there for playing bass notes like in a pipe organ. They are just there to work the bellows. And the thing is basically kind of like an enormous harmonica with a keyboard. Reeds are little strips of brass that vibrate when you blow across them, and that's how a harmonica works, and that's how a harmonium works. I love these bagatelles so much, I'm going to play 4 out of the 5 movements. The first movement is entitled simply Allegro Scherzando, which means fast and happy and a little humorously. And the second one is Tempo di Minuetto, you know what that means. Then we skip the middle one, after which comes Andante con moto, and last Poco Allegro. Allegro simply means fast or happy, and poco means little, like Poco Farm Road, where there must have been a little farm at one time. Dvorak's Bagatelles, Opus 47. Thank you. This next movement is really interesting. In this one, the violin plays this really whimsical little tune, and the cello, one octave lower, sings the same tune one or two bars later. So the tune you can hear, the violin tune is followed along by the cello tune very, very closely. There isn't time to play the whole thing here, but listen to the beginning of it, and then after the break, I'll play the whole thing in its entirety. Archie's Archives on WXPI Radio 88.5. Please become a member and support this radio station. And it's your membership dollars that keep us on the air. Please stay tuned for another hour of Archie's Archives.